This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. As BFM continues our daily features this week about candidates in the riding of Long Range Mountains, today we focus on the People's Party of Canada candidate, Pamela Geiger. Geiger lives in Cox's Cove and says she decided to run as a way to show her children how to lead by example.
When something's not right in a democratic country where your civic duty is to vote and to have a say and to try to get your voice heard where it matters, we need people to step up when things aren't right. There's more to life than just sitting in a negative pool of complaining about stuff. We need people a lot of times to step up into action. So I decided to run.
Geiger volunteered for the People's Party of Canada before deciding to be a candidate in the upcoming federal election. She says people are telling her it's time for a change.
People are sick of the woke ideologies and mentalities going on right now, and that is a huge one. Like, people get so passionate about it right now in our riding. And it is something that I advocated for at a school board level and that I was very vocal about. So for me, I'm kind of, it wasn't something I was going to hit on as a campaign item, but it is something that everybody's so passionate about that I talk to. I'm listening. So it's like, okay, cool. That's important to you guys.
Geiger says her values are in line with the party platform of personal freedom, limited government, and a rejection of bureaucratic overreach. She says one thing she hears a lot from people in the riding is immigration.
Immigration right now, important. Things are changing rapidly, even in, you know, small town Newfoundland. On the mainland, people don't think that immigration has affected Newfoundland. And I'm looking people in the face like, you have no idea. Like, I remember flying home in the summer and, like, the experiences I had even just going to fast food restaurants was... it was mind-blowing to me, and it was scary. And I am hearing that from people as well. They're not okay with that.
Furthermore, Geiger says there are also issues in the fishery.
There's supply management issues. There are internal trade affair issues that need to get dealt with so that Newfoundland can thrive. And I'm hearing that, and I'm seeing it because I've got family who fish. I hear it all the time, right? So I know there's these major issues that our establishment keep saying they're going to help us deal with, but nobody's dealing with it. So we need people in office that are going to sit down with people and listen to how it is they want us to vote.
That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ.